has such skills. Yeah, so it's the Sankirtan seminar. Wow. I was thinking about, you know, what to read from the Sankirtan seminar, and we're going to do it a little different today. Wow, different. So I've been reading the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is amazing story. It's written by Sanatana Goswami, which right after Parikshit Maharaj is about to leave. After Parikshit Maharaj is about to, after he gets finishes hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, his mother then asks for the explanation of basically the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he narrates through the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which takes from Narada Muni is searching for the greatest recipient of the Lord's mercy. And also, there's another personality in this piece of literature whose name is Gopakumar, and he's a cowherd boy, right? Not like our, you know, not like our resident cowherd boy, but he's a cowherd boy. And his guru gives him this mantra, right? And this mantra becomes his whole essence, and then the guru, and then at one point, the guru is in front of him, and he's so absorbed in chanting this mantra that he doesn't even recognize his guru in front of him, right? And then the guru gives him an order, and then the guru disappears. So in a lot of ways, I read this Brihad Bhagavatamrita every year, because in a lot of ways, that's kind of like us. The spiritual master gives us an order, and then we're here alone trying to figure out how to go forward in that order, because our modern day Gaudiya Vaishnavas go by airplanes. It's very difficult to have constant association of the spiritual master. So, but it's amazing because this order becomes the whole essence of Gopakumar's being. Everything he does is to follow this order of the spiritual master. Now somebody might be saying, but Partha, why is it that? What are you talking about? This is Sankirtan. You're talking to Brihad Bhagavatamrita. What is going on here? How do they go together? Easy, because Prabhupada gave us this order to distribute his books. This order to, wherever we go, to introduce people to Krishna consciousness. You know, Prabhupada said so many times, you know, if you want to please me, distribute my books. And so there's a few, in the beginning of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's a few nice verses that Gopi Pranadana Prabhu says in a commentary. One of them is, it's amazing that even a person beyond the jurisdiction of the four castes, in other words, an untouchable, is immediately relieved of bondage to material existence if he utters the holy name of the Lord even once. Right? This is what Sankirtan is. Sankirtan is not just an activity of going out and selling a book. It's actually convincing people to surrender to the Yuga Dharma of chanting Hare Krishna. Because by doing that, even their whole life is complete in one moment. Right? It says even the lowest person, just by simply chanting the Maha Mantra, is free from material existence. Now, if they choose to continue on the path, well, that's one thing. But some hear and go away. But all are benefited. So why do we go out on Sankirtan? Jai Shishirada Gopinath Ki. Jai. Well, this is one reason. So people can see the beautiful forms of Radha Gopinath. Right? So others can experience the bliss that we experience. Right? Who here has been blissful sometime in their life? Blissful, you know, happy, blissful. I'm blissful, you know. Like you get that extra galubjaman, you know, blissful, you know, happy. Some of us might want to stay away, but we still indulge. And how many people have sat here, and especially in Belgium, because the trains in Belgium are horrible, you know, they're so depressing. I mean, you go from Holland, like I was noticing, I live in Amsterdam, and as soon as I crossed into Belgium, it started to look like something out of Harry Potter, you know? It was like just dark and depressing, and everybody's walking around like this. And everybody's just upset and angry, right? So we have the greatest gift, which is Krishna consciousness, Krishna Prema, the holy name, right? So this is, we go out to give it to others. We go out for our own purification. Krishna consciousness is a purification process, and Sankirtan is as Prabhupada said many times, it's a fast track for purification, because lots of funny things happen on Sankirtan. Lots of interesting things happen on Sankirtan. Who's here has had an interesting thing happen on Sankirtan before? I mean, we've heard my stories on and on and on about the crazy things that's happened to me on Sankirtan. Things that were just completely, I mean, in shock and awe at some of the things. Like, how can it be possible that these things happen? Even when somebody doesn't take a book. Like, I remember one time, I was in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was in the SWATs, which is the ghetto. I have a thing about going to the ghetto to distribute books. And somebody pulled a gun on me. I was in a dhoti, and I was a brahmachari at the time. And you know, I was in this bright saffron, so I wouldn't get hit by a car walking across the street. I mean, you could see me from 3 miles away, you know. 6 kilometers, you could see me walking in my dhoti. It was that bright. Yep. Madhu. You know, so this man pulled a gun on me. Right? And I was thinking, he's like, give me your money. And I was like, give me my money? I was like, dude, do you see pockets on what I'm wearing? I'm in a diaper and I have like a t-shirt. What money do I have? I'm a monk. I'm a priest. Give me your money or I'll kill you. And just something right there just snapped in my head. I said, kill me? Kill me? Just go ahead and do it then. Just do it. Just kill me. If this is what the world is coming to, that you're so miserable that you want to kill somebody who's trying to give you something better, then go ahead and kill me. Just kill me. Here, take the gun. Put it like this. The safety's on. Take it off. Okay? Just, I'm helping you here. All you have to do is just pull the trigger and it's done. Please. At least I'm out distributing books and I'm dying. You know, this is like the battlefield for me. Let's, come on, Baba. Cholo. Let's go. Hurry. Let's get it going. And the guy freaked out and ran away. And I was like chasing after him. I was like, no, what are you doing? Come back. You have to finish what you started. What are you doing? And end up he took a book in the long run. You know, it's like, he was just like, these guys are crazy. You know, what is going on with these devotees? This is like, am I advanced? No. A little crazy? Yes. But it gives us a chance, an opportunity to depend on Krishna. With each person we talk to, we're depending on Krishna to take that book. You know, it's a fight. It's a struggle. It's two people with two desires, right? The devotee has a desire to give the book, and the conditioned soul has a desire to run away as fast as possible. And who wins? Anybody knows? Who wins? Yeah. Exactly. The one with the strongest desire wins. Right? This is what Gopur Kumar says in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that real humility, you know, devotees, you know, we always say, please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhu. My humble obeisances. You know, one time a devotee said to Srila Prabhupada, please accept my most humble, and Prabhupada stopped him and said, you're not the most of anything. You know? And then another devotee said, Prabhupada, how do I become humble? And he said, just be humble. You know, so, but Gopa Kumar says real humility is realizing that every other living entity is more advanced than you and you are just their servant. And for people going out on books, it's about realizing that every living entity, right, they're so much more advanced than I am. And when I give them this book, instantly they'll become a pure devotee while I have to struggle more and more. Right? This is the meditation of the book distributor, that everyone is so advanced that just as soon as they touch this book, sadhu-sangha, sava-sashahaya, lava-mancha, sava-sangha, sava-sari-hoi, even by a moment's association with a pure devotee, one's life is complete. Just a moment. They're so advanced that even by a moment. So, this is the glorious nectarine pastimes of Sankirtan. And it's fun. Who's going on Sankirtan here? Raise your hand. Don't be shy. Was it fun? Who had I think even Lucy had a good time when she went out. She sang the Beatles song to somebody last. What was it, last time you sang the Beatles song? I think. Was it 2 times ago? I remember the guy in the wheelchair or somebody, like, she knew a Beatles song and a guy took a book. And I mean, It's fun. Who has not had a bad time on Sankirtan? Who has not had a bad time? Even I remember when I got stuck. I remember I was stuck somewhere. And I'm always getting into trouble. But I was stuck in America, and I was in the South, and I was distributing books, and it was raining, and I thought, let me go and take shelter of Jesus. And I went to the church, because, you know, Jesus gives shelter to all, and I needed shelter, because it was raining, and I was in a dhoti, and just a t-shirt, and I was like, nope, this is not going to work for me today. And I walked in, and it was one of these black churches, right? These, I think Santoshi might have heard the story before, you know, like, but it was one of these black churches. It's the closest thing that Christianity can get to Krishna consciousness, because the old women are like, you know, child, hallelujah, and going like, you know, having a good old time there, you know, like having fun, you know, and they're dancing, and the Holy Ghost is going into them. It's pretty far out. And anyway, so I walked in. And I was thinking, I'm going to take shelter of Jesus. Finally, my parents will be happy. I will take shelter of Jesus right now for the rain. And just as I walked in, the man, he said, the Lord has sent somebody to give a testimony. And I was like, me? And he said, yes, my brother, come upstage. And I was like, aw, this is going to be fun. Because it's been a dream of mine to always do this, and Krishna's really, you know. And I was thinking, wow, this is going to be, what can I say to these people? And those that know me know that, I can adapt. So the Lord said in the Bhagavad Gita, can I get an amen? Amen, child, amen. I was like, yeah, this is, they're feeling it, they're ecstatic, you know. They're into it. They're getting it. It's like, he said, Sarva Dharma Pranijata Mami Kam Saranam Raja. So, the Lord said, abandon all varieties. Can I get an amen? Amen. And the people in the choir were like, amen. It was like really far out, you know. It was like, anyway, so this went on for about 20 minutes of the Parthasarathi show on the stage, you know, of like, and then at the end, I was like, I'm going to try something. What's the worst they can do? It's a bunch of old women. They can't beat me up. They're a bunch of old women, you know. They're like, you know, half crippled. I have a fighting chance at this if they don't like what I'm about to do. And if you really want to support the Lord, you should each buy a Bhagavad Gita. And then they all came up and started taking books and so forth and so on. It was pretty nice, you know. But this is Sankirtan. It's an adventure. Every time you step out on the street, it's an adventure. And it's an adventure because every time you step out on the street, you're fighting your mind, right? It's always a battle with the mental platform, right? It's always a battle. But we can win if we just have an endeavor. It's not that people are under the misunderstanding that you have to be a Maha Bhagavat book distributor, doing 130 books a day for Krishna to be pleased. No, you just have to make an endeavor for Krishna to be pleased. Just an endeavor. Like Devamrita Maharaj, when he was a brahmachari, he went out every day on book distribution, and he did zero books. And this went on for months. And it got to the point where, you know, he would come into Romapad Maharaj, who was then Romapad Brahmachari office, and he would write down his score, and it would be zero. And nobody would even think twice to even ask him, because he always did zero. And this went on for over a year or something like that, a long time period. And then one day, he came in, and he wrote down 50. And Roma Padmara said, what happened? And he's like, I don't know. I know I'm not the doer, because I've done zero for a year. Krishna's the doer. I just went out and tried. Just try. You don't have to be attached to results is a neophyte mentality. Be attached to purification. Right? Sounds good. Sounds pretty plausible. I guess that's the word, or pretty convenient to not worry about going out and doing 1,000 books. but to just going out and making an effort to give people Krishna. Because this is what wins Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Not going out to be the huge book distributor, but going out to just be an ambassador of goodwill, as Vaisheshika Prabhu would say. An ambassador of goodwill means going out and spreading the topmost, the essence, the highest form of welfare work in this age, which is what? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's quite an amazing process and quite an easy process. You know, you just go out and you just make an effort. If you look at how did Mother Yashoda bind Damodar? Right? Two fingers short. What were the two fingers? All these people? Two fingers, yes, two fingers. Hmm? Endeavor's one. Love. It was the love that Yashoda had. You know, love and endeavor. She had so much love for him that she wanted to bind him for his own good. And she made such an endeavor for it. You know, it's described in a Krishna book how her hair becomes loose and her garments become loose. And she's sweating like anything. This is how our mentality. We're trying to tie up Krishna whatever way we can get him. Right? And we're sweating and our hair becomes messy. Those of us that have hair. And some of our sikhas become messy. And we're trying, and no matter how much we try, we're two fingers short. Just two fingers short. But because we're out there and we're giving our hearts to people, then Krishna allows us to capture him. Right? Krishna allows us to scoop him up, you know? And he allows him to have him in our heart for a little bit. And so, this is our, the third Sankirtan Saturday or the fourth one? Jai, Shishi Radha Gopinath Ki, Jai. So beautiful. This is the fourth one, right? Yeah. Is third or fourth? Fourth. Okay. Yeah, November, December, January. Fourth. So, we can see transformation. So now, what I want to do, because... You know, tomorrow I'm giving Bhagavatam class, and already you have to hear me tonight, which is an austerity for you. Is I want the devotees to share. The theme for this Sankirtan Saturday is the festival of loving exchanges. Right? Because this is what Rupa Goswami describes in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the Nectar of Devotion, loving exchanges amongst the devotees. So we want now is all the devotees to share with each other, right? And in this Sankirtan Saturday, it's not about numbers, right? It's about developing a deeper relationship with the Vaishnavas during Sankirtan. Not about going out and doing 1,000 books, but if you can do 1,000 books, all power to you. But about going out as a group, as a family, with team, with Krishna in the center. As the nucleus. Like in football, they have American football, you have the quarterback and you have the offensive line, right? And then you have the running backs, the wide receivers, the tight ends. Everyone has a job to play on the football team, but the quarterback is the nucleus, right? Krishna is the quarterback. We're all just, you know, play a different part of the game to keep him in the center and keep him protected. So would anyone at this time like to share, like Krishna Das? Yes, Krishna Das. Yes. Yes, you have to. Mandatory. Remember the deal we made. Namaste Giriraja. Okay. I'll share first then because, you know, I like to talk. So, what I see now is I see... The Benelux went from not having any book distributors for 6 years to having a whole community based, it's starting to become based around the idea of giving people Prabhupada, giving people Krishna consciousness. And I'm starting to see that devotees are becoming ecstatic. Like, you just look at devotees now, the ones that are engaged, you know, and you see that there's something different about them. Even myself, I'm noticing I'm getting so inspired from the devotees. And I'm seeing how Krishna is using each person and making them think that they have a limit, and then pushing them past that limit. And he's showing them that I'm in control and I will never give you too much. I can say so many people, Sukumari, you know, she went out on books with us, and she's like shy. I mean, I think this book talks more than Sukumari does, you know, like, you would never even notice she's here if she wouldn't laugh, or, I mean, really. But I remember that day we took her out, it was raining out, right? And she was like, I can't do it. Her glasses were fogging up, you know? She's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I said, just stop somebody. Just stop somebody. It's okay. It's okay. So I can't do it. You know, because she always, even in public, she wears it. She's so chaste, her head is always covered. So she's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I just can't. I said, no, just stop one person. No, I can't. And then later on, I see Sukumari. She comes running over. And she's like, I did a book. And I was like, Hari Bol, yeah, Hari Bol. And before I could say another word to her, she ran to somebody else to do a book. And then they told us, you have to leave this area. And I said, hey, Sukumari, you know, we have to go. Do we have to stop? No, we don't have to. Can I go in the rain and distribute? Yeah, you can go in the rain. Okay. Glasses still foggy, you know, and he's wiping it. The transformation in the heart. Krishna giving her the courage. It's just like Prahlad. Prahlad had so much faith and courage, right? The Lord gave him all this, so much faith and courage. And I saw that also this was happening with our Sukumari. And then we can talk about, you know, Lucy going out and breaking through such a barrier and being a shy person, going out and just making the endeavor and winning Lord Chaitanya's mercy in the form of a Nisinga Kavacha. You know, that, you know, we see Krishna Das, and it seems now he's fired up like anything. We hope he stays like that. And it can go on and on and on. And Yadarani Mataji, who is our oldest book distributor, who's been through the times, and I've seen, like, from the beginning when we first talked about it to now, there's a whole transformation in her that the pressure is gone now. It's just going to have fun when she goes out. And you can see when she deals with people. I watch. And very nice. So that's my loving exchange with the Vaishnavas. Biswajit Prabhu taking and putting people out on the streets, forcing them out, kicking them out the door of the temple. Get out, with his Bengali management style. You know, nothing worse than a Bengali manager. And Biswajit's it. He throws them out and gets the job done. And we can talk about Ghee, who's one of the funniest people in the world to go out with. But I see that the changes are there in the heart. The seed has been planted, and now the seed is sprouting slowly and slowly and slowly, where everyone everyone's changing except me. I'm still stuck in the bottom, you know, but everyone else is changing, which makes me happy. So that's my loving exchange to the Vaishnavas. And even this time, you know, there's an incentive to go out on books. This time, we have, what could this be? This is pieces from the original Rathyatra cart that Jayananda built. And I have a limited amount, and it's for devotees that go out on book distribution. And also some dirt from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's samadhi. Gifts or bribe, however you see it. But this is my attempt at loving exchanges with the Vaishnavas this time. So, Santoshin, what are you going to say?
Yep.
About anything. About book distribution, the devotees, the temple, about Manga Chandrika, how she is a slave driver, and whatever you want to say, you know, like...
Joy.
And I was so happy I dumped me for my first book ever. And my second time was in Vrindavan on Vichy Jam. I was coming back to the class and I was kind of like, I thought, you know Radhakun's
Master? I know Radhakun's. I know Bhagavad Gita. I know Bhagavad Gita. Huh?
Huh?
Yeah, I know this also. Yeah, I remember once I was in Mauritius distributing books in Mauritius, and Mauritius is, it's like, how to say this in a politically correct way. I just won't say it in politically. It's the Hindu of the Hindu. It's like, I mean, every five steps is a Shiva temple, and every six steps is a Durga temple. It's like, I remember some Mataji said that to me one time. I know about Krishna. I've born in this. I know about Krishna. What can you tell me? And I said, well, I can tell you know so much that a white man is giving you a Bhagavad Gita instead of an Indian woman giving me a Bhagavad Gita. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah. I guess you won that one. She took a book. But yeah, you meet these type of people. But what's it do? It tests your faith in Krishna. It tests your faith that Krishna is going to help you. Good. Yadarani Mataji, because I know you have so much. Yeah. Krishna consciousness is not dependent on any language. I remember I was in Santiago, Chile. I used to go there quite often. And I used to go into Latin America quite a bit. Anyway, we did one of these Sankirtan Saturdays in Santiago. And I just went out and they said, you know, you have to go out also. My Spanish is, ¿Dónde está un baño? Yo hablo poquito español. That's like the length of, and me gusta Krishna. You know, and yo necesito Krishna prem. That's the stuff I know, you know. Like, yeah, I know hardly nothing, you know. Anyway, so I went out with my translator. And so they gave me a translator, you know, Trivikram. And actually, he was Bhakta Thomas. And we went out, and we went into the middle of the city, and I took the bullhorn out of the temple. We had a bull, you know, one of these huge bullhorn microphones. And I took it with me into the center of, like, Santiago, one of the center areas. And I had this bullhorn, and I was, like, you know, pressing the alarm button, you know, the police button, you know, where it's like, and all these people were coming around us. And I was like, just be like, yes, we have these books on stress and yoga and meditation and reincarnation. So, we're simple people. You just give a donation and you can take a book. And we just started preaching like this with a translator, and we had such a nice day. And then we had this other idea that we would go on the bus, but not pay for the bus. We'd go on the bus and just start distributing books, right? And then say something in Spanish, and then collect donations, and then get off at the end of when the bus stops. So we would do that all day. And it was amazing because it really showed that Krishna consciousness is not dependent on a language barrier or anything. It's just when Krishna wants it to happen, it'll happen. And when he doesn't, well, you know, it won't happen. So it's nice. It's nice for Lucy, too, that she got 6 euros. Lucy's becoming a really good, you know, we should use her tomorrow, you know, if we can get her out. You know, but no, it's good. It's great. Thank you so much. You're an inspiration, Yadavrani. You know? The old guard coming forward. Yes, Mataji. Prabhupada said once, you know, we were just saying it earlier. Prabhupada said it's not that we need the microphone. Prabhupada said we use the microphone to purify the microphone maker. So everything is engaged in the Sankirtan movement, and people become purified. You know, when we go on Harinam, the holy name is being sung, and it's not that the purification stops once the devotee leaves. No, the people, that whole area has become purified, And these books, when people come in contact with Sankirtan devotees or even receive a book, I had a friend. he got a book and he was reading, and he was in America, you know, people sit on the toilet for quite a long time and they read magazines and stuff like this. So he was reading the Bhagavad Gita on the toilet. And he was reading, and it came to a point about, you know, you shouldn't eat, you know, Prabhupada was saying in a purport that we have to respect every living entity, so, you know, one of these purports. And he looked, and he looked at the toilet, and he looked at him. He said, "That's it. I'm going to stop eating meat." And he just got up and he walked out and he joined the temple. And it was like just that quick it happened. You know, once you come in contact with either a devotee, like, you know, in your case, that the person immediately, you know, it's such a quick, it can become so quick that we can, so many conditioned souls, you know, they can get purified just by a second, just by helping a devotee, just by fixing a Sankirtan van. Just by, you know, creating the ink to be used on the pages, they're getting the benefit of the Sankirtan movement. It's quite amazing. Where else can we get that? Such an easy process. You know, that we don't have to have huge results. We just have to try and engage others. A lot of people doing a little. Yes, Mata? Oh, Jai. No, this is nice. Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, the Prabhupada explains that people are looking out their windows, they're waiting for Nitai Gaur to walk up the street and knock on the door. So they send the Sankirtan devotees. No, this is, people are just desperate for Krishna. I mean, I was in Moscow when the bomb went off in Moscow. I was in the airport when it happened. I just left the airport, would go Vrinda Maharaj, and Madhava just flew off and stuff. And we just left a little bit after or before it happened. And we were thinking, you know, this world is such a hellish place. You know, like so many crazy things can happen in a matter of seconds. You can just, you know, your plane can crash, you know. You can get hit by a car, the temple can cave. It's so, you like New Zealand, what just happened in New Zealand. And the world is hungry and desperate for the devotees to take an active role in spreading happiness. Because people are just rotting away in the material suffering. I mean, people are just rotting. And they don't understand that they're misplacing their attachment and misplacing their love. You know, there's like a... Govinda Maharaj told me a funny story. He said there was once a zoologist. It's a true story, too. I even Googled it to make sure, you know, like, you know, it was true. And there was a zoologist who loved his elephant. But his elephant couldn't go to the bathroom. He couldn't do number two. So the zoologist loved his elephant so much that he started shoving kilos of prunes and kilos of berries and kilos of, like, things to make you go, you know, past stool in the elephant's mouth. And still the elephant could not go to the bathroom. So then he started putting gallons and liters of olive oil, giving the elephant an enema, you know, like putting it in the back where the sun doesn't shine, you know. He was putting it in there. And he was so attached to his elephant that he wanted his elephant to be able to pass, you know. So he was putting it in there, and just when he was putting it in there, the elephant passed gas. And it blew him back, and he hit his head on the ground and knocked him unconscious. But once the elephant was going, there was no stopping. So the elephant kept on passing stool and passing stool and passing stool and passing stool, and it all piled up on top of the guy, and he died. You know? A misplacement of our affection. Yeah. It's a true story. It's called the Darwin Awards, where it's like the dumbest way to die. It's like, it has all kinds of funny ways, but it's a classic example of how we misplace our attachment, how we misplace it, you know? Our attachment belongs to Krishna, but yet we, in the material world, we put it to everyone else but Krishna. And people are suffering because they see it won't last. They see it, you know, that girl is really pretty now until she gets old and her nose starts touching her chin. And she's like, I remember I was Miss Radhadesh 2011. And now she's old and the skin is hanging down and the love is not there anymore because it's material. Right? So this is the understanding we have to have, that we're going out to save people, to save ourselves first. And in the process, we're taking as many as we can back with us. It's not that, you know, we're trying to grab as many people in the lifeboat of ISKCON as possible. And it's a big lifeboat. So this is what it's about. Having fun and saving people and not getting buried under an elephant.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, and probably just a few days before he left his body too, you know. And so this is like these stories like are not these stories are not to like brag and boast. It's to inspire each other to go out. It's like this is how we get inspiration from hearing about how the mercy flows, you know. This is, I mean, tomorrow is a big day, you know. Tomorrow we're one step closer to taking over Maastricht. You know, the last three times we've gone to Maastricht, I've distributed books to the same kid. Three times. The last 3 months, I've distributed books to the same kid every time. He's like, hey, you're here? Yeah, of course. You want a book? Yeah, sure. And he takes another one. And so already I don't have his email address or nothing. But he just seems to be attracted. Like the Krishna just has him, and he's not letting him go. So every month, he's like meeting the devotees in Maastricht Street, and he's like getting another book, and getting another book, and getting another book. And this is to inspire us and get us ready to go out. And tomorrow is going to be an amazing day, a day of fun, a day of going out with friends, and giving people our best friend, Krishna. And with no pressure. No pressure to collect. No pressure to be a superstar. Just the only pressure you have is to have fun. And if you don't have fun, you're in Maya. Because Rupa Goswami says devotional service is supposed to be joyfully performed. It's supposed to be fun. And that's what we'll start tomorrow. With a rocking Mangal Arati. And a rocking Guru Puja, and then a bad class for me, and then no way, and then tons of oh, thank you so much, I'm deserving. I mean, you know you're short when this little garland fits, and it looks normal. Yeah. Hare Krishna, but that's okay. That's okay. It's the mercy. We're just hungry after mercy, and so we have to be proactive to get the mercy, not inactive. Vaisheshika Prabhu always says, where attention goes, energy flows. So if our attention is towards helping people, then our energy goes towards that. If our attention is towards giving people Prabhupada's books, then our energy goes towards that. If our attention is towards uplifting the suffering souls in the civilization, guess where our energy goes? Towards that. But it starts with us. It doesn't start with, I'll wait till he goes, and then when he goes, I'll go. And then, but he went, so now I'll wait till this one goes, and when this one goes, I'll go, and oh, he went also. No, it's we start with ourselves, taking an active role in the spreading of Krishna consciousness. An active role. And if people don't want to go, that's okay. More mercy for us. So I'll end because it's already almost 8 and I slept for 30 minutes last night. So I'm tired. And tomorrow I have a long day again. So thank you. I'm sorry if the class was so bad. It just, Yeah, everyone's students and student life and household life and brahmachari life. Well, okay. And this is life. But tomorrow we're going to have time for Krishna. So if you haven't signed up yet, sign up. And if you can't go out, there's many ways to get involved. You can help cook a prasadam. You can sponsor books. You can do anything. Just engage yourself in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement and you will get all the benediction. You'll get all the pious credit for it also. Not just the people on the street. So we'll stop and forgive any offenses in my pushing for Sankirtan. I'm a New York Jew, so we push, you know. We really push, and sometimes too hard, but still, we have to. So, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution Ki. Sankirtan Saturday Ki Jai. Madhu Gopal Prabhu Ki Jai. Oh. No. Yadarani Mataji Ki Jai. Don't publish that one. That was a horrible lecture. Don't.